Hey everybody, Brian here reporting from the scene, live in his room. I finally figured out how to do live video and audio streaming at the same time. I'm not really streaming live, I'm just saying I just figured it out. And now I got effects that I can finally use, as you can hear. This is a very important time for all of us. And the guy in his room would like to announce we're finally going back to the moon. You heard it here first. Good old Joe is taking us back. And we're going to set her feet. On that lunar soil again. We're gonna go into space. And we're gonna do it. This meaningful space discovery.
I just wanted to go ahead and announce that. I mean, my mom's been telling me to do my homework all weekend, and I'm like, fuck you, bitch. Okay? I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna post a video of this. I'm just sitting here. It looks fucking terrible, by the way. I mean, this is like a good laptop I'm using. I bought it to do this type of podcast, or, help with video in case I wanted to do comedy videos or something, but, I haven't done that yet, really. I've just been working on the, podcast live, doing it live, because I don't feel like editing after the fact all the time now, anymore. Normally, I would have recorded this without an effect on, and then had to go back, listen, and add the effect, which took, I mean, it was just a pain. It didn't actually take that long because I was used to it, but, yeah. I'm not really gonna
look at the video, like, I don't really want to do that, but, it's kind of better when I don't only hear the, I mean, I want to hear it because the effects when the effects are on, but I don't have to have. I have one headphone off because I'm a bad boy, and that's kind of what I want to establish. You know, like I'm like, yo, I don't even care. Like, yo, I don't even give a fuck, man. Like, this is my look. Like, I don't need both headphones on. All right. One reason I wanted to do, like, a live, like, no editing, just stream of consciousness type of flow and shit for the podcast. I saw the world record podcast that Brendan Walsh does, and he just does it, and I think he has like a real equipment and a rigged up thing. As long as it works, that's all I need. But I was inspired by that because they obviously do it live. But I don't think I'm ripping them off because I was using effects. I'm using the same ones. I'm just, you know. I'm just doing it. And apparently I can use this program. I got a program for the video, like, to stream the audio and video. Apparently people use this to Twitch stream. They use this program, OBS. I don't know what it stands for, but I'm not a gamer. Well, I am, but I'm not a Twitch streamer. I'm a badass, but I'm not a gamer. People get that confused. But I guess I could live stream if I wanted. I could, whatever. But, you know, I could, like, do multiple recordings and just combine them into one. But that might, that would be work too, so I don't know about that either. I mean, maybe I can pause this. Yeah, but I've, you know, I've kind of...
I've been doing some open mics and going back out into the city, basically, which is cool. I mean, you know, it's just kind of cool to do that shit, man. Fuck some pussies and stick my penis into pussies. I do that a lot. I mean, that's fun to do. And I'll just, like, fight guys, because, like, I'm just that type of guy. I like to fight people. So I've been getting a lot of my rage on the subway. I'll just punch people randomly. It's kind of what I'm into. No, I've,
I haven't really been doing that. I've just been, going to open mics. And, I mean, yes, I have been punching strangers, but not Asian people, so don't worry. That actually is a... I mean, yeah, I guess if you're not... If it's like someone's attacked and it's not an Asian person, definitely gets less news coverage now. So, just so you know. I mean... I'm not saying it's... I mean, it's bad that Asian people are getting attacked all of a sudden, but... yeah, I actually saw the other day... I was walking around trying to think of stand-up bits. And I saw this girl passed out, like, on the, like, laying on the sidewalk, just passed out. And, I mean, like, I was,
freaked out by it. But I didn't do anything. Well, I mean, I saw her. And
I saw her, and I, like, looked, and I saw that she was I saw her breathing, so I thought she was asleep, just passed out.
But, I just walked away, and then, like, I don't know, I just walked. And then afterwards, I realized I was, like, am I a piece of shit? Because I saw an ambulance come, because she was laying, they actually, I guess, helped her out. But I was like, obviously someone else called the ambulance. But I realized that I hadn't even thought of doing that. I mean, I am used to, like, homeless people being just passed out wherever. Not on a pavement like that. But she looked like a regular, young, not homeless girl. Like, it had to be drugs. It looked like drugs. She was just passed out sleeping. And it's kind of like, I don't know, the city, man, just makes you, like, not give a fuck. I mean, if I saw that somewhere else, I'd be like, you know, would I have called the cop? I mean, you like to think you're a good person, but when you see someone passed out like that, I mean, everybody acts like, oh, you didn't call the like, I mean, I'm glad an ambulance came because I didn't call them. It's like, I don't know, it is horrible, like, the way you get in the streets. You just see that kind of stuff, and you just get immune to it. But, you know, whatever. Judge me if you will. Judge me if you will, but I don't think you would have done it either. But that's just a note I had written down for the cast. And what else is going on? I don't know. I just did some mics. I wrote some stuff down for the podcast. Like, I, like, took a break from the podcast, but I was doing nothing at the time. But now I've been going out a little bit, and it's been kind of fun, like, doing some mics. Like, I've kind of gotten, like, a feeling of, like, what it used to be, like, why I used to like it. Because, you know, I hadn't done it in forever over the lockdown. And, like, I guess I forgot why, you know, if I liked it even. Because, like, I mean, I would get stressed about it a lot. I still do get, like, stage fright and whatever. I just do, I mean. Usually it's because I'm worried about I'm going to forget something. But just everyone looking at you the whole time, it's just like, it's just not, I mean, normally I don't ever like attention. So it's just weird that I would even ever have tried to do stand up. I mean, everybody who I meet on a date or anybody who I meet that doesn't know me and I tell them that, they're like, what? They're like, surprised, like, because, and there should be, I mean. But, you know, I guess I'm never going to get over, I'm always going to be awkward on stage. Like, it's just a matter of, like, can I manage, because I've been funny and been awkward on stage. So if I can do that, like, without stressing too much, you know, I'll see. But I'm not going to kill myself doing it. Because I also want, like, if they're, you know, I think I talked about this before, but, all right, we're back, and I have a different outfit on if I'm gonna put this out. If I decide to put the video out, I am aware of that I have a different, maybe a different shirt on. Yeah, I didn't like the video quality, but I mean, I don't give a shit. I mean, it's just, I don't get paid for this. I don't even have listeners, really, so. Yeah, I was going to almost use my phone as the webcam, but it was, like, being shitty. It looked better, but it was being shitty. Just so you know, those are just the inside the studio facts for you guys if wanted to know, like, what goes on behind the scenes of a guy in his room. I don't actually know if I'm going to put this out or the last thing out. So that's just me talking to myself. But that's it. Just watch the Joe Rogan. Vaccine comments. Okay. That's loud. On the vaccine. Okay. Joe Rogan. Commented publicly on the vaccine. You can't do that. Don't ever fucking do that.
Okay? Yeah, I mean, like, Rogan should never give an opinion on anything ever again, okay? I'm sick of this guy, like, thinking he can just have his own podcast. Fuck him and all the bros that listen to him, okay?
How dare,
Rogan think he can just do his little podcast? Well, guess what? This is Chris Hayes on, or who's the Mammoth's NBC guys? I don't know. This is Cuck Stevenson. And I say that Rogan is a piece of shit. It should, hopefully he gets it and dies. Yeah, I said it. Him and Trump need to go, that's basically where the, like,
like, really liberal, really left people are basically at the point of calling for death of anyone who just gives an opinion. And Rogan isn't, even a right figurehead. He's not even an alt-right or anything that they call him. And he just does a podcast and gives his opinions. I don't even watch it that much anymore. I don't care. Well, I mean, I don't care that he gives opinion. Why do you care so much? Like, I could see if Rogan was, like, literally trying to stop people from getting the vaccine or something. Like, if he was like, I'm going to actually show up and block people, like, with UFC moves, and I'm just going to block them from getting into the vaccine places. I actually watched his, like, responding to the backlash segment on one of his podcasts. And I thought that was actually pretty good. I was going to, like, criticize Rogan for even addressing the outrage, but it was actually pretty good because he just said, like, I'm just giving my opinions, I'm not a doctor, which he's actually not a doctor, and that therefore he has no lived experience to say that someone should or shouldn't get the vaccine. I don't, like, he was saying, I guess, if someone asked him and they were, like, young and healthy, do you need a vaccine? I mean, I know that their outrage was because everyone has to get it because we have to flatten. Hold on a second. Flatten the curve. No one's really talking about the curve, though, anymore. It's kind of just gone. Everybody's just like, get a vaccine, don't worry about the curve. But we have to flatten. I don't like how this the delay, like, is still going on even when I have it not on. Listen. Like, I'll say something now, and you'll hear it even if, like, you'll hear the thing that I said before I click on. Like, right now, I'm saying something. Oh, it didn't do it. Right now, I'm saying something. Never mind. I guess maybe it's not doing it. Rogan. Should be killed. Unless he says exactly what the narrative is. I mean. It is like, you know, it used to be just conspiracy people talking about, like, there's a mainstream narrative out there, but. If you can't see that there's a mainstream narrative now, like, what's wrong? You, like, it's so obvious that there literally is a mainstream narrative out there. Okay. It's really fucking loud. Is that better? No. Yeah, but I just couldn't turn the effects on and they all got, like, crazier.
I can't figure this out. What's going on here?
It's annoying having to click on them. I wish I had, like, buttons that could push like they do in, like, a real studio, but I'm not a real studio, so. I think this stream thing, I could even show, like, my screen. Like, they do on, like, Rogan and stuff, just show, like, websites and stuff, but I don't really think it's kind of, like, unnecessary. For me, anyway,
You know.
This is, like, the worst one I've done, I think. Because I just keep using effects where I don't need to use them. But yeah, the Rogan stuff. The only reason I knew about the vaccine comments is because I kept seeing, like, Rogan outrages everyone with vaccine comments. And I'm like, and then I looked at the tiny clip. I don't know. I didn't see the whole thing of him. Who cares? Like, I mean, I haven't really kept up with it or anything. So I don't know if he did it, issue, like, an apology. Well, he just, like, tried to, like, clarify. I mean, good. I'm glad he didn't, like, just go back and say, you know what, everyone absolutely needs a vaccine. I guess I do agree that everyone doesn't need one. I mean, yeah, we need to encourage people to get them to, like I said, you know, flatten the curve. But we don't always need one unless we're trying to flatten the curve. Okay.
This one's, like, just a silly one, you know.
This is way easier. This is so much better than having to go back and add effects later. I don't have to. I just did because I out of boredom because I had to like listen back to what I recorded. It was almost, you know.
Now I'm just like, I can just hit a switch and turn into this guy. Just me when I was like, you know, 12 or something.
I mean, Rogan should step down. Let's be honest. He should really step down and quit his job. Like, this is what, that's what everybody wants everyone to do now, is like just quit doing their thing. Hey, I don't like what you said. Can you just stop completely? Just no career anymore? Just like, I don't know, become homeless? Like, do you ever think this stuff out, people that are listening? Like, what an idiotic, like, it's ridiculous. All the people that say there's no cancel culture, like, why don't you guys, you know, get your head out of the sand. All right? Cancel culture is real. Okay.
It's fucking real, bitch. Cancel yourself. Step down. And just fuck. Somebody, yes. For a living, for a steady dose, steady day, just fuck someone, yes. Yeah, listen, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass.
If a guy with that voice said that, you just have to, like, let him. You'd be like, all right, you're like a mutant or something. Like, I mean, you're just a, it would be just a, I mean, a guy with gigantism or something, like 8-9 feet tall, like a Guinness World Record.
Hey, I'm just gonna fuck you real quick. I just am.
I mean, when you think about it, they probably have trouble getting... Would they have trouble getting laid? I mean...
Well, this voice doesn't really help me get laid. I mean, it's like... Maybe, you know, some girls are into it, but it's like a fetish, you know?
Because not everybody would have that voice. But he might have an easier
time than this guy, because this guy... You just never talk. You just, like, write notes to a girl or something.
If you were a grown man and had that voice, I mean.
Like, if you're Ben Shapiro, you're Orthodox Jewish, and maybe he had an arranged marriage or something.
To, like, even have it work. The distortion sucks on here. But yeah, I imagine if you're a guy with gigantism. I don't know. It depends how tall. If you're like 7 foot, maybe. But if you're like an 8 foot, like, giant, oh, they have probably a bunch of health problems too. Not to like mock that community or anything. I apologize and I stepped down. Listen, everybody, I apologize. And I'll step down. I'll do the work and I will do the work. Everybody's doing the work. What do you mean, doing community service or, like, cleaning up a highway or something? No, just educating myself on the wrongs that I've done. And I apologize to my wife and kids. I will help her find a new husband. I'll step down. I will actually get the divorce done with. I will not have her go through that whole process. I'm just going to let her... I'm just going to do it. But yeah, as soon as you say something that offends anyone, even if it's just one person, you should step down. Like, don't even think about still doing your career. Now all these teachers are getting in trouble, like every single day, not even exaggerating. I do see another teacher in trouble. Like, it's just, you know. There was that guy in the New York public schools that, like, he just said, I don't like this, like, indoctrination of, because it was like a woke critical race theory. Everybody, probably no one knows what that is, really. But they'll see that, like, Republicans are banning it, and they're like, well, it's good then. No, it's not good. It's you want to become a Maoist, like, you know, totalitarian culture and just like public shaming. We're doing that on Twitter, but that's putting it in schools. If, you know, just look up critical race theory. I mean, it's not like it's that. Critical race theory is basically what happened at the Evergreen College, and it happened at the, where, you know, it just turns into, like, mob, like, pitchfork, you know. It's like Twitter in real life. And, you know, I mean, hey, it'll just keep going, and it's just gonna get, you know. It would be like, you know, Antifa, the crazy, crazy, like, really leftist, like, insane Antifa people. That's what it is like teaching, basically, to do, like, burn stuff down and, you know. But I'm not, like, smart enough to really explain it, but, yeah. I was reading that stuff over lockdown, and I was like, I'm smart. I was just, like, getting into, like, people like Brett Weinstein and the Weinstein brothers. They're not called that. I just, because there's Eric and his brother Eric too. But I was listening to him, his podcast, and all this like stuff, like intellectual people, and I was like, maybe I'm smart because I get this. And like, I mean, I didn't consciously think that. I didn't literally think I'm really smart. I just was like, I think I was starting to think, like, maybe I should have, like, maybe I should, like, get into, like, smarter discussions, or, like, I don't know. I, like, forgot that I was trying to be funny or something for a while, but, I don't know, I feel like this, I look fat right now, but, yeah, webcams always suck. Like, why does a webcam look like shit still in 2021? I mean, come on, people. This is a new bit I'm working on. I don't really get it. This is too much free room for a stand-up set. What's going on with the fucking webcam still looking like somebody, you know, they're coming out of a toilet? Yes. What's going on? What's going on, people?
All right.
There's no stand-up effect. I don't have, like, a sound effect board right now. I could add those in. Easy on the old episodes, but I like this effect though. That cuts out the like hiss in between me talking. It's called a noise gate, and I like to like think I'm my own noise gate in my life. Like I keep out all the toxic people, and I just keep the good stuff in. And I'm working on a new motivation podcast where I just kind of talk about energy and, like, just how to get more energy in your life and, like, that kind of thing. I just think it's really good. We need to, like, focus our energy. Get that. And just really work on our energy. And get our chi. Chakra. Buzzword. Like that. I say a lot of words like that. And, yeah. I actually channel a spirit. If you, like, look up alien stuff on YouTube and UFO stuff, you eventually will get into even weirder things that'll pop up. Like, if you go down that rabbit hole. Everybody likes saying that. I went down a rabbit hole. On YouTube. I went down a rabbit hole and I couldn't fit in it. I went down a rabbit hole. But, that's a weird one. Yeah, but I, what's this? This is like a weird one. I went down a rabbit hole lately and, I got possessed. Oh, I tried to go down a rabbit hole. Everybody's going down these rabbit holes online. I went down a rabbit hole, but I couldn't fit in there. I mean, you know. Thanks, guys. Thanks. But yeah, you'll see people that say they channel like an alien. Actually, there was some movie on Amazon where a guy, I forget what it was called, but it's a plot, you know, you can read the plot on there, and it was like, oh, this guy channels like Ishtar or something. And I'm like, you know what, I'll like listen to abduction stories, like, if they're, you know, interesting enough, like the Travis Walton thing. But like, talking about like that an alien is you're like an alien's talking through you. I mean, there's just no evidence needed. That you just have to take everything they say at face value, and it's just too much for me to say you're channeling a spirit or alien or something. Yeah, this is Ishtar from planet Xenon, and he just wants us to spread the word that, hey, we gotta use more renewable energy, you know? It's like, yeah, we heard that from years and years now. It's kind of like we're just screwed. I mean, I don't even know why Greta Thunberg, whatever, bothers, because we're kind of just screwed. I don't know if we can really turn this around. Our planet's just done. Not only do we have, like, the climate change, we have, like, the virus, we have, like, everything's going wrong for us. I mean, that's why we have to get to Mars or somewhere, because that's all we can do. I mean, let's get to Mars and meet, like...
I'm a reptilian from, planet Fuck-Ass, and, you guys really need to, like, get more renewable energy out there, and, you just switch, stop using the fossil fuels, and stop throwing trash out the window. Every less, you know, just don't throw your coffee cup on the ground, and you'll be fine, and your planet will be saved miraculously. So, solar energy. I'm selling solar energy panels if you want to go ahead and spend $15,000 on those. They don't work great, and it's going to put you in a huge amount of debt. But you can feel superior to everyone else.
Like, why else would you get solar energy? That would be the only reason, just to look better, like, to in your neighborhood for them to see the panels. I mean, it's cool when people do that, but it's also, like, I feel like they would suck. I had a solar calculator growing up. You know, like, how the calculators would be solar-powered. Why was that the only thing ever made solar-powered? I guess it's weird. Now I'm wondering if that even happened. Like, or was it a Mandela effect? Or was it like a Mandela effect? Solar calculators in the future. Everybody. Everybody thought it would be just solar powered everything. Why wouldn't they have like solar powered bicycles? Wait, that doesn't make sense. Since you pedal a bicycle, I'm really smart. Like I said, I'm basically like an Eric Weinstein or a Jordan Peterson, Elon Musk guy. It's funny though, if you start reading like a smarter person than you use things, you do start to kind of just think, I get this. Like, I gotta be smart because I get. And the reality is, I really didn't get a lot of what those guys say. I really don't get it. They have to dumb it down. Like, Elon Musk obviously dumbs everything down on Rogan or something. And, you know, guys like Sam Harris, I would listen to a lot. Just kind of trick myself into thinking I'm on the same level mentally as him. I get this. Like, I'm basically like a neuroscientist or whatever he is. But yeah, I don't know. I think this is long enough. I think I might start doing shorter. I might do it weekly if I'm just like doing it live like this. It's just way easier, so I can just do like a weekly half hour thing. I don't really want to have it over like 40 minutes anymore. Like, it's just too long. So, I don't know. I think this is probably good enough. Just stay tuned for wish I could just, like, when I'm doing stand-up, have this stuff going on, just hit, like... Hey, everybody. Great to be here in the stadium full of people. And, there's no thing, like, with using video for a podcast for me. Like, I'm just the most monotone, like, still person. Like, if I couldn't move, you wouldn't even, like... I can move. But if I, like, had some paralyzing thing, like, if I was paralyzed, you wouldn't even know the difference, so... I have to, like, not... I have to keep track of when I have these effects on. See what I mean? It has like an old noise in there. See what's in there? See, you know? You know? Yeah. A guy in his room. Can I make this faster? Faster.
Hey.
Hey guys. Like more of a spring. So, you know. That's a little too much. The whole podcast overlapping. Yeah. It's better a little faster. For the most part. Oh yeah. I think that's it for me. So we got to take Rogan out. I'm gonna start marching to his house now. I mean, he has a little. He's in Texas. I could probably find out where he is, or I might go to Spotify and just go ahead and like hold up a sign. Brendan Walsh on his podcast was talking. Oh my god! So it was a loud motorcycle. Brendan Walsh's world record podcast. They were talking about how, you know, the protesting doesn't do anything. I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, I don't really know if it doesn't. Well, I guess it's getting cops to quit. If you don't want any police anymore, that's actually making police quit. There's more crime, so that's good. Everybody likes to have crime everywhere. You know, I mean, I don't... Look, I mean, yeah, if we didn't need police, I get why you're, like, sick of police, because they're, you know, there's so much corruption there. I mean, there is, like, or there was, I mean, and there probably still is. Like, that's the thing, there is a lot of corruption, like... But yeah, we just can't do away with the fucking cop. We can't do away with them. And even when they're to the towns that are doing away with the cops, they're still having, like, community patrols. So it's, I mean, come on. You're making your own police. No, this one's better, okay? This is a better police. Because we're, you know, marching. But yeah, I mean, there's no... I'm just sick of the corporate companies trying to be woke and, like, you know... That woke thing is like overdone, because if Pepsi's doing it, I mean, come on, it's over with, yes, people. It's people, just people. Done. And I just wanted to let you know.
Everybody, let's go ahead. You ever. Smash that, make 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 that,